You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. It's the 28th day of April. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Eric Snodgrass is here now from Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. Boy, there's been an awful lot of rain. Can you tell me more about it?
You know, Todd, I think I'm going to choose to look on the brighter side of all of this rain. I know we got a lot of folks that are out of the fields, not getting any field work done, not getting any planting done right now because of all the rain we've had over the last few days. But let's look a little bit bigger picture. You see, the latest U.S. Drought Monitor update shows that we've really reduced drought in the middle part of the country. Over the last 2 months, we've seen a 2 to 3 class improvement in central United States drought. And essentially, we don't have drought really occupying much area at all of the Corn Belt or the central United States for the most part right now. In fact, for the whole of the United States, we're at our lowest drought level since 2000. And why I'm looking on the bright side of this is because this is going to be very, very good for later on this season. You know, there is the risk this summer of carrying a warm bias, but if we got enough moisture already in place in the soil, that's moisture that can be recycled later in the form of precipitation in thunderstorms later on this season. Basically, we've eliminated pre-season drought, but I know it's kept a lot of folks out of the field. So let's talk about this upcoming rain for the weekend. Our next big low-pressure system emerges this evening, but we're already seeing showers and storms and even some snow spreading across parts of Nebraska early in the morning on Friday. Now, talk about the Central Plains. We have had multiple days where the low temperatures early in the morning have been in the upper 20s and very low 30s below freezing. And this is having an impact on the wheat crop. In fact, we've already seen some movement in the price of wheat over the last few days, partly moved by the fact that they've been having some frost damage. And they're not done. As this next system, which I told you is forming there later on this evening in kind of the Oklahoma Panhandle area and Texas area, as that system pulls again to the north, it will wrap around the backside of it enough cool air to produce another round of frost threat and, like I said, even some more snow across the Central Plains as this system spirals its way up towards the Great Lakes. Well, for those out ahead of this thing, we're going to get some warm southerly flow, but it is going to be so full of moisture that we have enough moisture to produce some massive rainfall totals. We're going to see heavy rain spreading throughout the rest of the weekend. In fact, some of that air will destabilize enough that the Storm Prediction Center is watching for Arkansas, parts of Oklahoma, southern Missouri, southern Illinois, kind of western Kentucky and southern Indiana for the potential for some strong to severe storms. So there's a whole lot going on with this next system as it spreads on to the north and east. Now, one thing I have to bring up about it, though, is that there's some model discrepancy, some model inconsistencies on where the heaviest precipitation will be. For the last 3 or 4 days, most of the models have pointed at a lot of rain that's going to spread from far eastern Oklahoma right through central Missouri, kind of on a southwest to northeast track. So think like Joplin through St. Louis, and then that heavy rain is going to spread from basically St. Louis through the Champaign area. Well, one of our overnight models called the NAM model, one of our short-range models, I should say, came out and said, hey, maybe that heavier precipitation might move a little bit farther to the north. The NAM model is a little bit more progressive with the stronger flow out ahead of the system than the European model is, or the U.S. long-range model called the GFS. At this point, it's a little difficult for me to see which of these models is going to perform the best. All of them have heavy rain, so we're still going to be talking 1 to maybe 3 inches spreading across a huge section of the Corn Belt. But where that focused, where we might get 3+ inches of rain, well, the models right now are not in agreement. But let's talk about what happens beyond all of this. You know, when are we going to get a dry down? Well, what I like to do is I like to look at the performance of the GFS ensemble model. You see, we run that model multiple times, 20 separate times every time it's run, so that we can understand any sort of kind of discrepancies within the model itself. And this is what the ensemble is saying. I'm watching for around May 7th, 8th, or 9th for a ridge to build in the central United States. And that's exactly what we want to see building in the central United States at this point. Because of all of the rain that's coming in now, we're going to need something to help dry that back out and then also allow folks to get back in the field and get that field work done. So if that ridge does build in around May 7th, 8th, or 9th through the central part of the country, we get southerly winds and we get some warmer conditions. The warmth is great. That increases the evaporation rate. We get the southerly winds. That also increases the evaporation rate. We can dry some of that topsoil out. Now, it's not a guarantee, and I know it's more than a week away, but that's what I'm watching right now to see if we can get some sort of hope into drying things back out. But in the long run, we are looking at a very active pattern.
Oh, indeed it is. Hey, thanks so much, Eric. We appreciate you being with us for the day. That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This has been the Closing Market Report.